Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. We're setting Leroy up. He's having some issues with his text machine, but they are fixed now as I've given him my iPad. So if you want to text Leroy, he's now got access to your text. He's the best responder on the show on text.
When can I get my boxing and t-shirt?
Soon, sir.
I'm working on it.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Hey, if you work at a business, you understand how slow crap works.
That is true. Although.
No. Don't.
No, I was. You don't even know what I was going to say.
It'd be a lie.
Something suit-ish.
Yeah. No, not suit-ish. I totally want to go off the ravine. And I had a good vision the other day driving down the highway.
You had a vision like Josh McRoberts on a spirit quest?
He passed the McDonald's.
Oh, shut up.
food joke, fat guy, huh? burger, fat.
Whatchamacallit? I was passing down, riding down 595, and it said this billboard for rent. And I was like, man, would love to have a third hashtag third hour billboard. This company's never going to pay for it. I was like, I got it. We're going to go off the range. We're going to have our own website. We're going to sell our own stuff. We're going to make our own money and buy that billboard. That's what we're going to do.
Or
we're going to take care of our own.
Hack the billboard.
We could.
With a virus.
We could.
Is it one of those digital billboards?
No,
or is it one of those old school?
No, it's like old school, like painted situations.
All right, perfect. We'll climb up the scaffold. We'll get up
I'm
there.
Out.
Why?
No, we'll let Tobin climb. He's into the climbing.
And we'll bring a like what would show the best? Like neon green? We'll just spray paint that puppy. I've always wanted to be a vandal.
You know, you know,
vandal.
First of all, if you want to be a vandal, go to our new building. Second of all, I think you might possibly get arrested because that's illegal.
Well, the Barstool guys are doing that like every single week, so it seems like it's good pub.
I just say we go off the reservation. We're not going to get outside pub. We're not going to get billboards. We're not going to get the due that we're deserved.
I mean, we do get outside pub. We actually get more outside pub.
No, but we have our own stuff. No, but we do it ourselves. It's not like it's
like
what
we got to do, man.
Yeah, but it's not like the company is paying for us to have a billboard.
Yeah, we got a really cool thing coming up. I'm going to tell you guys on Monday about everything because I'm hammering out some details this weekend. But I think it'll be fun for our listeners. We got a thing coming up at the end of the month that involves the heat. And we'll have everything for you on Monday squared away to announce for you.
Also, be nice if the boss would spell Dwayne Wade right.
Dude, Leroy, thank you for mentioning that beast. Leroy. All right, you know how I got mad with we have this stupid company newsletter that goes out every single week. I shouldn't call it stupid because a lot of it is well done by the fantastic folks in our office, except our section. Which
oh,
is
yeah, we
the
get
worst.
We're like the scrubs. We are the slump busters of that building.
First of all, it barely get a blurb. And when we do, can we just get it right? Like, for example, 2 weeks ago, when our guy Todd from Jungle Queen brought in a lemur, it was our lemur. And
correct.
Somehow,
our lemur.
Credit went to everybody else in the building for having lemur day. Like, they just decided, oh, Entercom Miami, let's have a lemur. No. You know if anybody's bringing a lemur into that building, it's us.
It's us.
We're bringing the lemur. Okay. So, I guess I can't really tell the story without the damn announcement, can I?
No. You don't have to. You don't have to. Just say that.
All right. We got a thing coming up involving Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Correct, yeah.
We got a thing coming up. All right? So the boss announces that we got this thing coming up, right, with Dwayne Wade Boulevard and the Heat. And so he announces it in the newsletter, picture of me holding up the sign, D. Wade Boulevard. And he spells Dwayne like any person who has never had anything to do with D. Wade before spells it, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
He doesn't spell it like you spell Dwayne Wade's name, which everybody knows, you flip the Y and the A. And it just drives me mental. Like, if you're going to do this, He's got that very distinguished way to spell his name. Please do it correctly. And by the by, it says it there right on the sign of which you attached. So when I see in the newsletter today that the Midday Show has a cool thing coming up, some news on Dwayne Wade Boulevard, I'm like, great, awesome to see that pub. And then I zoom in and I see Dwayne spelt like Dwayne The Rock Johnson instead of Dwayne Wade. I wanted to throw my phone across LA Fitness today.
So you texted me. You texted everyone with your unhappiness about this.
Yes, yes, because and, I was like,
and I took a shot of the. I didn't even know I got this last night, but last night, the boss CC'd me on the copy he wrote for the newsletter, and I went to go read it to see who made the mistake. Was it the person who puts the newsletter together, our lovely office manager and sales assistant Myra, or was was it our boss?
Hey, and you didn't have to throw some lovelies and nices.
No, no.
You could have just said Myra. Like, stop smooching.
You're always
this is not a smooching segment. Stop closing down butts right now.
Myra's
just
wonderful.
Tell the story. And nobody disputed
so
that.
I wanted to check whether it was Myra or whether it was our boss. So right. I went back and I saw the email and I said, oh, let me look. And I took a screenshot and he spelled it wrong in the draft email. He spelled it wrong. The boss.
How long has
two sports stations.
How long has our boss been a program director here? 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. So, yeah, 5 years coming up.
The most famous athlete that we've talked about on this station.
Correct.
And he's a South Florida athlete. And it's just like, you can't get his name right? What?
Yeah, that was.
It just makes us look. It makes us look so dopey because they probably think. These guys, look at these guys spelling Dwayne Wade's name wrong.
Well, let's be honest.
Drives me nuts.
Let's be honest. Like
we can't be honest. There's nobody in that building that's honest.
Okay, most of the people that we work with aren't picking it up.
I understand, but if they are, people say, oh well, no, you never know. You know, most people aren't going to see it, but you never know who does. And
why don't you just do it right?
It goes to corporate, so I'm sure someone up the chain.
They won't notice.
They're probably like, oh, look at these jokers.
No, they don't. You think they know enough about D-Wade to know that he spells
just,
his name like
just
that?
Just spell his name right. It's not. I mean, he's been a famous NBA player for a
long
time.
Well, you told me to send the boss minus one, and I haven't yet, but I will.
Oh,
if you want.
Fellas, we live in the age of autocorrect. What if he spelled it and it autocorrect?
No.
No, that's no excuse.
No.
Okay.
No,
minus one.
Don't tell me about age of autocorrect. All right, my phone autocorrects the way you spell it, Dwayne Wade style, on my phone. And if it doesn't, I make it right. Don't be lazy.
That's what proofreading is.
Don't be lazy. All right, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
I'll make this real quick. It looks like Wayne Ellington will sign with the Pistons once he clears waivers. Also, the Heat taking on Sacramento tonight, 10 o'clock, your tip-off, 9 o'clock, Zaz and Tommy Tighe have the pregame show right here on the ticket. And back for, I believe, his 15th season with the Miami Dolphins, the OG best long snapper, probably, I mean, should be a Hall of Famer, John Denny.
Yes.
Is back with the Dolphins, which means Denny Diaries will continue next season.
I sat there at the table with my agent, and he said, John, do you want another go at this to continue to snap? You know the Dolphins are probably going to tank this season. But I said, agent, I've been there from the highs and the lows.
Well, mostly lows.
Mostly lows. And I will snap no matter the conditions.
You mean the high.
I have.
He's been there for the high.
I have a responsibility. Wouldn't you feel really bad? Like if the Dolphins ever got to the Super Bowl and John Denny like really just messed up. Like nobody's ever thought of him. He's been there for 20 years. Dolphins are finally in the Super Bowl 5 years from now. And they screw up because John Denny like oversnaps the field goal. Be crazy. Anyway. It'd be horrible. Horrible thing to think about, I know. Anyway, I had to decide right then and there. Should I continue on the aqua and orange train, or is it time to hang up the old long snapping hands? And I said, buddy, not now. I'm going to continue to go. I will continue to snap. I must continue to mentor the special team as the Sanders. The kid has promise. He shows real spunk. And I will continue as a Dolphin, number 92, back for another year.
How old is he?
He's 40.
48?
40, no, he's 40. He just turned 40.
John Denny, the GOAT.
Is he not the GOAT long snapper?
He definitely deserves to be in the Raptors. Or on the honor roll, whatever the hell they call it.
Ring of Honor.
Yep. I play with a guy, Mike Morris.
Mm-hmm.
My rookie year, he was in Cleveland. He was a backup guard.
Right.
Right? Fast forward 6 years later, right? Guess who's the long snapper in Minnesota? Mike Morris.
Still there?
Yes. None of those guys knew he actually played guard. He had been a long snapper so long. Yeah, man.
Look, man, if you've been doing this and nobody's been able to dethrone you for that long, that's impressive. I don't care what your profession is in sports.
Forget about in sports. What about just in life?
He's been here since 2005. Undrafted free agent. Undrafted. And he's just, nobody can dethrone him. It's amazing.
He is the lone, I think the only person.
Didn't they try and bring somebody in this year, too?
They tried to dust it off that whippersnapper.
He's the only person that's still here.
Would you say that after Dan Marino, John Denny is the person that most exemplifies Dolphins culture?
Get out of here.
If you want to talk about like post-Dolphins post-Marino Dolphins culture.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
No, because he's actually good at his job. I would say he least exemplifies Dolphins culture. Dolphins culture has been awful.
Oh, you turn that one around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you see I was watching ESPN. The guy that got fired because of Bullygate just got another job.
Oh, yeah, the dude with the blow-up doll. Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait, is this the guy that worked with
defensive line coach?
He's with the offensive line in Bengals.
Yeah.
Right, the Bengals.
The Bengals. Yeah.
There's also another hiring. The Jets hired this guy who is Gase's father-in-law.
Good news, Beast. Good job.
Wait, what are you doing?
Because you could have just pulled it up and got his name.
Who is he?
Maybe he has a weird name.
His last name is Vitt, I believe. And
Joe Vitt?
Joe Vitt?
Yeah, the only thing is
he's in the Saints.
Yeah. Joe Vitt was a senior defensive assistant outside linebackers and worked with Greg Williams on the Bounty Gate coaching staff. And the thing about it is Vitt testified against Williams in the whole Bounty Gate thing.
Awkward. Oh,
now they're on the same staff.
Well, maybe they're cool.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not getting hired if they're not cool.
Well, I don't know. It's Gase.
Is Greg Williams the defense coordinator?
Yes.
In most cases, the defense coordinator gets to pick coaches.
Well, no. Yeah. In this case, Adam Gase got his job for his father-in-law.
Come on.
I know he definitely has to get
Joe Vitt, he's got credibility.
He does have credibility.
Oh, we know how that's going to happen because Greg Williams comes out on top. So he's like, oh, you guys think you're going to play 2-on-1 on old Greg Williams? No, I'm going to get you fired, playboy. Trust me. You better watch your crazy. Hey, Gase, you better have those chameleon eyes going. Each direction.
Wait, no, that's not.
Greg Williams, 100%, is already trying to get the Jets head coaching job.
Slide on that?
What?
Chameleon eyes do not mean you can see everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Look at the chameleon right now. You're about to get minus one and boxed in. Yes.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chameleon eyes do not mean you can see everywhere.
Oh, really? Okay. Chameleons can look at two different directions.
Their eyes are like bulging out from the sides of their faces. Like, and Tobin is right. Like, they can.
No. Don't agree with him.
No, I am. I'm watching a video right now. Their eyes can
wait till this YouTube ad ends. You're gonna be so embarrassed.
No. Tobin's right. I mean, maybe there's like a couple of degrees they can't
look
see.
Look at those eyes.
But their eyes.
Holy crap!
Yeah, they
just
move.
Blew Leroy's mind.
Yeah, chameleon's eyes move independently.
I'm watching.
They're like robots.
Hey, wait.
Seriously, it's like the Terminator.
Oh, yep. Wow.
It's as if
you are shook right now.
He's got ambidextrous eyes.
I get a point. Or somebody's losing a point.
No. Toby gets a point.
Yeah.
Look at those eyes.
Point for Toby.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never really paid that much attention to one. And I might have thought you were talking about a gecko. Because I've seen one of those.
Well,
I had a pet chameleon.
The only thing I knew about a chameleon was...
his name was Chester.
By the way, they can transition. They can go from monocular, which is when they have each eye does something different, to binocular, which means all of a sudden the eyes are connected.
Really?
They can like do like a go-go gadget change thing.
Somebody's in there and say, latch them up!
Yep.
Chameleon's a cool animal, man. Like the way they eat with that tongue.
Like a frog?
Also the fact that they're...
No. The frog thing, that's a cartoon thing that you've been marketed. That's not true.
No, they do that. Tongue does.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
no,
it does.
What, really?
Yeah, their tongue does shoot out of their mouth.
They stole that from the chameleon. That's never really happened in real
life.
Pull it up.
Hey, Robbie.
Frog.
I sit outside by my light in my jacuzzi and watch the frog snap.
I would quit while you're ahead. You've already lost one.
No, I'm telling you.
I think Leroy might be right on this.
I watched the frogs out in my backyard.
I remember seeing something on planet Earth where the tongue stretches out and catches the fly. And
not like the chameleon, though. It's like JV to the chameleon.
No. Okay, watch.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I'm watching the chameleon tongue right now.
What's that?
That's a frog. It's not like the chameleon, though. Like
The chameleon's tongue.
Wait, watch him. No. That was the regular frog.
The chameleon's tongue goes out like inches.
Here we go. No. I got one. Here we go. I mean, it does go out, but it's not chameleon style.
No, that's not it. That's not the regular frog. That's a.
What's a
no,
regular?
No, it goes out more than that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, man.
Yeah, it does.
No,
I'm
you're thinking of a chameleon.
No, I'm not.
I'm saying
I don't have chameleons in my backyard. I got frogs.
You're thinking of two things. You're thinking of a chameleon, and you're thinking of Cartoon Network. Because that's how long it
I just sent you the chameleon tongue video.
Hey, that's it. That's just that type of frog.
I just sent you a video.
Look at that.
If you go to like
how far that is.
If you go to like 41 seconds in on this video I just sent you, you will see the unbelievable mastery of the chameleon.
Maybe that frog needs to wake up and taste the coffee.
15 minutes of chameleons is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of heat are brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep, truck, and off-road super center. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. And by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game with four South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. We've been watching chameleon highlights throughout the break as we have learned that the chameleon not only has Adam Gase eyes, but it has the coolest tongue in all of the reptile/amphibian world, even though Leroy thinks that this is how a frog eats. But we have no...
Frogs, I'm telling you.
No. We have not come up with any visual evidence.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
You have all the internet.
I sit in my backyard,
uh-huh.
And when I clean the bugs out of my jacuzzi and I slap them on the ground, I put them by the light, and the frogs come over there and just zap them.
So let me get this straight. You're just making it a frog buffet.
Yeah.
Like
I have one.
You got a bunch of fat cat frogs.
I got a one fat ass frog. I call him Beast, because. I go to take the big net to clean out
the
pool.
You're an ass, dude.
But let me tell you why, Beast. Let me tell you why. Because I go to clean out the pool, and then I flip the net inside out, and they all go and eat the mosquitoes
right in
the net. This frog won't get out of the net, so I have to clean the pool with him in the bottom of the net.
He's just coming for the ride?
Yeah. And then when I flip the thing over, he's like covered in bugs.
He's the Dion Waiter of frogs. Somebody texts in, the Heat are a bunch of chameleons. They blend in perfectly with the awful teams on the floor. I gave that guy a point. It's well done. They are chameleons.
So, but look.
Point for Texter.
Do you think they'll play better because there's less decisions Spo has to make? Or are they going to play?
Maybe the reason why
he has so many decisions is because they're not really that good.
If his first decision is them starting Magruder, then no.
Isn't that crazy? He went to not playing for a reason.
Yeah,
so
and
instead
he had to be
working,
strong-armed into it.
And instead of working his way back, he goes to starting?
Nobody loves Heat culture more than Eric Spoelstra. Like, you think it's Pat Riley, but it's really Eric Spoelstra. Because Eric Spoelstra was sitting in the dungeon watching film. And he's looking at these guys like Wayne Ellington and Rodney Magruder. He goes, "Oh no, I'm not benching Rodney Magruder." And they're like, "Spo, we're getting trounced every game. He's giving you nothing." He goes, "Oh no, he's giving me something. He's Magruder. He's the scavenger."
What are you doing?
What? What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm telling the truth. He falls in love with his guys. He loves Rodney Magruder. I love Rodney Magruder. Again, excellent story. Can we not act like this is the solution?
By the way,
that Rodney Magruder is going to be the solution to everything.
Philly Cheese will have another meltdown if he starts. If Magruder starts.
By the way, does Leroy see unicorns and leprechauns while he's hanging out on his lawn?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about with this frog.
I'm telling you, they're not standing right up on the light, and they are zapping them. I'm telling you, there's no way. I don't know if it's as long as that, but a frog's tongue is not short.
It's like Gene Simmons' length. Like, he flicks it out, and it gets it, but it's not like sniper range.
Yes.
No.
Dude, I can't even see the tongue. They go in and boop, boop, so fast.
No, man. That thing, like the frog is DeRozan. It's a mid-range tongue. It's not like Steph Curry.
Yeah, but once he zaps the food, it takes him 15 minutes to get the tongue back in his mouth.
That's slow motion. That's bad representation.
Did you see the way the tongue was hanging out of his mouth?
That's bad representation.
Really? Quick so he release. Sucks that thing in back?
Quick release.
No, I'm talking about getting it back.
Yeah. It goes, it gets right in there. I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you what. If I ever pulled up on a human being and their eyes start looking around like that, I'm out.
Yeah, well, don't watch any Jets games.
Ha! You could wait. You know he's going to run up the score on Dolphins, right?
Whatever. He's got a bum quarterback, and he sucks as a coach. I'm not worried about it. I saw that. I remember when Salguero wrote about that. He's like, oh, don't forget the revenge game that he had against Denver. I was like, oh, yeah, who could forget Denver? Because they've been such a juggernaut.
Oh, and you think the Heat are worried about Tyler Johnson and Wayne Ellington revenge games?
They should be, because that's how it goes, the revenge game. You can't discount
it. But it doesn't work like that for Gase. It only works like that for...
Because he's the coach. Like, good for him. He went and kicked an onside kick. He's real gutsy, Gase. Way to do it in a game that meant nothing. Way to show real onions. But when it came down to it against the Colts, what did he do? Ran away like a field mouse. Punting. He only tough when it's convenient to be tough. He's not really tough.
That could be said about most people. You don't want to believe that. The tough guys aren't always as tough as you think.
Trust me. Jamal Adams, show any personality in New York. Trust me, you'll be on the first bus out of there. Anybody that can disrupt Adam Gase's it is kind of a cult too.
Man, can you imagine if he gets traded away for like a second round pick? How
he definitely will be. Trust me. The first time that he side eyes a mascot, Adams, you're out of there. Sorry, that's how it works. Don't show personality in Gase's locker room, or you're out. And by the way, I know people are like, oh, Bill Belichick doesn't let people show personality. Oh, really? You got a tight end who's motorboating people left and right, like he's in micro wrestling. What are we talking about here?
Hey, don't bring that up. I need some time to reset.
That would be a great match, though, a grudge match against the entire Micro Wrestling Federation against Gronk.
Do you think they could get him down?
Hey, they almost got me in the ring.
Yeah, I think they could get him down.
That guy was a real bastard.
Yeah. I don't know why he...
Those are some sneaky little people.
Man, let me tell you something.
What?
This ain't...
They got skills, too.
This is no way to knock what they do. I am a grown-ass man, right? I do the little Three Stooges thing. Put my arm out where they can't reach. Yeah, like I do Fonz. Well, not Fonz no more, because now his reach has exceeded mine.
Oh, yeah? He keep you at bay with that jab?
He's 6'2".
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah.
I've seen him. Just get that snap back. Leroy's gonna be.
I ask him all the time. See, when y'all have sons out there, periodically, you have to ask them, you ready for what? That grown folks beating. You know, when they try you because they done got a little swole.
Yeah, when can I do that? Because my son's kicking my ass every time I go home. I'm
kind of I don't know what to say.
What is the cutoff? Is it 3? I think 3 is a fine age.
No, I don't know what to, I mean, I don't know. Because he is just wow.
Yeah, this kid's favorite move yesterday was just jump. He's going to. He did the move that Metal Mario did, where he's off the top rope on the top of the sectional, and he swan dived right onto my back yesterday.
You know what it is? I think because he's so much smaller than you, and he knows you're not going to hurt him, he feels so safe that he could just be wild. No, seriously.
Yeah.
You know how when kids just jump? because they think mommy and daddy going to save them. I would say, you know, you want to teach them a lesson.
Texter writes in, Google frog tongue strike slow motion. It's impressive, but the chameleon is way more impressive. Agreed. I'm not saying that the frog strike with the tongue is not impressive. It is, but it's not chameleon. You know, like, it's just the range is different. We're playing different games here.
But you can't, look, I'm telling you, when you're sitting out there at night and the game or golf goes on commercial, all I have is to look around at the frogs.
Yeah. These frogs love getting down, too. When is it not frog
mating
season?
By the way, I am constantly worried about the buffo toad because they kill dogs.
And right.
No, that's if the dog eats them.
Well, yeah, but my dog's dumb, so I don't trust him.
Didn't you name your dog Cha-Cha Charlie?
Yes.
I mean, it had no chance.
I never met
a Cha-Cha Charlie that could fetch.
Wait a minute.
Sniffing bombs and stuff like that.
I did not name the dog. My son did, okay? He was like 7 at the time. Relax.
Well, you should have boycotted. Look, as long as you are a parent, you still have veto abilities.
No. I mean, unless he like wanted to name the dog Ezekiel or something stupid, I was going to be fine with whatever he picked.
Hey. That might be deemed to be a little...
No, Ezekiel's a fine name. I just can't spell it.
Oh. Write the dog's name down very often, do you?
Yes, I do. In all the fake cards I get from him for the wife.
Do you make a fake
birthday,
paw print?
Valentine's. What?
Do you make a little paw print? Like...
Oh, no, no.
You sound like you learn from experience.
Every card I write.
Do you do it?
Every card I write to my wife.
Oh, that's so cheesy.
Every card I
write. Come on. Wait. Time out.
What?
Time out.
Wait.
Minus one, man card.
Whoa.
Give it up.
You're doing the paw print?
Yep. Hey. Folks.
A dog doesn't have thumbs. Please. How's it going to sign its name? That's stupid.
Please respond on the text line. If you're a grown-ass man and own a dog, is it okay to put the paw print of a dog to give your wife a Valentine's Day card?
I don't do the paw print, but I write in the card, woof, 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 happy Valentine's Day, woof, woof, love Cha-Cha Charlie.
Why can you only translate
minus
some
one.
Why can you only minus translate some one. Of the woofs?
I just, my dog language really is.
So if you're so dog friendly, yeah, why don't you write down what he's saying instead of woof woof? Can't nobody.
I can only pick up every couple of words. And after so many years, I know, happy Valentine's Day.
Would you be terrified, like, if your dog was able to speak? As far as, like, what if your dog just spilled the beans on everything?
I wouldn't be terrified because my dog is dumb.
Like the doggy diaries. Like,
yeah, he wouldn't. He would be like, he'd be like, I poop.
Hey, no. That's my dog. He'd be like, yo, like, not for nothing. I've been sitting around here all day. I've been holding. I've been a good dog. But if y'all going to come up in here and start watching TV knowing that I've been here all day, look, I'm about to go.
Yeah, you almost Oklahoma drilled Oreo the other day.
Oh, no. You know what I do, Oreo? I make him sit, and then I do trust fall. And then I push him over in the back.
Come on.
Yes. He likes it. I say, Oreo, trust fall.
My dog... Without a doubt, if he were not dumb, he would be able to say, you really should stop eating Doritos naked.
We're back after this. The Ticket wants you to listen to Heat pregame host Tommy Tighe as he broadcasts Heat Weekly every Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. This week, Tommy Tighe is going to be joined by the OG, Udonis Haslem. See, Haslem's got a new clothing line out. Yeah, I want to give me some of them Haslem
shirts.
Somebody
said it's expensive.
I didn't think it was that. I don't know. I'll double check. I didn't really look at the prices. Kelly Olynyk, Ruth Riley Hunter's going to be on the show. And yours truly, I'm going to be on the show. 10:45 tomorrow, Leroy, if you want some Heat knowledge for that ass.
How do you con your way on like every other week?
What do you mean? How do you mean con my way on? I'm invited as a guest.
No, you're not.
A guest
you
of honor.
A check to Tommy Tighe.
No, man. I was a great producer on Heat broadcast for Tommy Tighe, and he loves my basketball knowledge. So
like Leroy, why aren't you killing him for his ass kissing?
I didn't kiss ass. I worked hard.
No, you're kissing ass right now.
Nope. I wasn't kissing ass. We have a past relationship.
Me and Tobin have had several conversations. If he wants to pucker up every now and then, that's fine. It's a change of scenery. You, on the other hand.
As the texture said on the NunezLaw.com text line, I'm ABS, always be smooching.
So yeah. Tune in tomorrow, Heat Weekly, 10 a.m. with Tommy Tighe right here on The Ticket.
Well done, Robbie. We're live at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. You got your Deep Stack Saturdays, No Limit Hold'em. Tomorrow starting at 11 a.m., $150 buy-in, $15,000 guarantee going down. Hard Rock has got more construction going up here, Leroy, as you know.
Hey, the wall goes up. They some tunnels. Something
crazy's coming. Every time I come here, I was like, oh, well, next week there's going to be something even more crazy. It's crazy, man. That guitar is almost covered.
Yep.
It's almost done.
Yep. By the way.
And they have that, that's the hurricane glass, that blue glass.
I have a question.
Yep.
And maybe it's simply just the Seminole Tribe just being amazing, but how is it that that is literally the only project in the history of South Florida that probably is going to get done ahead of schedule?
Because they
Before a building.
You have to understand that a lot of this is being built by itself, so there's not any interaction. When the Dolphins did it, they were still playing football.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. But like, you think of every major construction project we've had in this town. Hell, the Palmetto has been under construction since I moved here in 1994.
Our building.
Our building.
Yeah, our. Well, no. Now we finally got everything done. Like, I saw pictures. It's come a long way. Like, it's actually moving along now. But.
Dude, that's 3 years.
Yeah, no, that is right. We had some issues on and off I can't discuss, but now it's actually going. But you're right. In general, nothing in South Florida is done on time. And this Hard Rock complex is, every time I go there, is, I look.
Ah!
Dude, wait.
Beast, I'm going to retweet something. You have to look at this immediately. Go to my Twitter account right now.
Hold on.
It's an emergency, okay? Because I don't know if this is real news or not, because it's from the Daily Mail in London, so they're kind of a rag. But I'm looking right now as they have a story, and it's titled, The Real Life Werewolf. 13-year-old boy suffers from rare condition that causes,
see?
That causes hair to be covered by hair.
See? It's like Teen Wolf.
You can't unsee that.
That's not real, right? That's got to be fake.
No. Listen. Oddly, you mentioned the story because there was a woman who, according to the Guinness World Book of Records, was the hairiest woman on the planet. And she just got married, and she was able to, I guess she started shaving and waxing and whatever. And so she's able to kind of keep the hair off. So I actually just read that story yesterday, the day before. And this person looks exactly like her, and it's a condition, and only like 52 people in the history of the world have had this condition.
Oh, man, I just retweeted this. @Brennan_Tobel. We'll retweet it from the ticket account, too. You have to go see Werewolf Boy.
I mean, you don't have to. If you're eating, don't do it.
Look.
It's not funny. It's a medical condition, but Jesus.
No. Make no mistake about it. Although we sympathize with his issue, it's funny.
No, it's not funny.
It is. Dude.
It's not funny.
Dude.
Imagine if that was you.
Huh?
Imagine if that was you.
Does that mean I can grow hair on my head, too? I take it.
It looks like he's a little bit of an Instagram star.
He looks like he's a Wookiee.
He's got the ladies taking Instagram pictures with him.
Wait.
It's not funny.
Did you just tell me not?
It's not funny.
Did you just tell me not to laugh and then you called him a Wookiee?
Yeah, but then you laughed at that.
It wasn't meant to be funny?
Nope. That was just a description.
Do you think he's got to, like, condition his face?
Dude, you say something and your description to somebody is Wookiee, you will always get a laugh. Always.
Do you think he, like, he blow dries the whole thing?
Stop.
Yes.
Come on.
I wonder if does he probably really get shampoo in his eyes? Because he got to shampoo his whole face.
He probably
got to
go no tear. He got to go no tear.
He shampoos his whole face.
Can you guys stop?
Johnson & Johnson?
Seriously, you got to stop.
A schoolboy from India suffers a rare condition known as werewolf syndrome. Is that really that's the medical term?
I'm going to tweet at you the hairiest woman in the world.
Lalit Patidar from Ratlam in central Indian state. He was born with congenital hypertrichosis, an incurable condition that causes abnormal amounts of fine hairs up to 5 centimeters long to grow on a person's face, arms, and other parts of their body. Lalit, who is successful and popular at school, says he is usually accepting of his appearance, but strangers sometimes throw stones at him.
Wow. You got to see the story I just sent at you, because it shows the before and after of this woman who was the hairiest woman in the world, who now is shaved and waxes and got married.
Oh, check this out. Lalit, despite his strange condition, dreams of one day becoming a police officer and putting all the thieves in jail. He says, I was born with too much hair on my face, and this makes me different. Sometimes I wish I was like the other children. I could not do much about it. I've got to get used to the way I am, and I'm usually comfortable with myself. Despite being used to his condition, Lalit says he has bad days when his hair causes difficulties with his breathing. It's like, yeah, that's got to suck if it's hot. Oof. Oh, my God. Could you imagine having this in South Florida? Well, I'm sure India is no picnic. Is it ever winter in India? I'm ignorant to that.
It depends on what time, what part of India you live in, because it's a huge country. There's mountainous regions, all that stuff.
Yeah, and this has the detail that you said, Beast. It is not known how many people suffer from this bizarre disorder, but it estimates online only around 50 people have ever been diagnosed with this.
Yes. Now, go to the article I sent you in your Twitter, and you will see a before and after.
I gotta tell you, he's pretty handsome.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's a handsome little fella.
I think
his fur.
You think for a guy, like, this would work for the ladies?
Oh, no.
They would always want to pet
you. Yeah, I think it's... Yes, I think...
Yeah, because, like my
well,
wife...
Well, we were asking the story, because there was a story the other day I saw a headline in the Post about Salma Hayek, as she's, like, embracing her gray hair. And I asked you guys, like, Salma Hayek...
I'm down.
But she's got a full head of gray hair.
Down.
Because I think that's a deal breaker.
Down.
That's a deal breaker.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
I ain't looking at her hair.
Thank you.
Hot
really?
As hot.
It could be green.
But but all gray? Would it
distract
you?
It could be green.
You?
Doesn't would matter.
No. Not green.
Hey,
I could get down with green.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What color is it at night?
I don't know.
Also,
there you go.
Also, as long as everything else is in working order and looks okay.
Now, Tobin, this may result in a boxing in.
What?
But you say how your gray hair is a deal breaker, but
yeah.
Pat Riley?
It's a man, though. It's different.
What? So
has,
now you're going to be a little...
Life has double standard.
Now you're sexist.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, like, look, I'm sorry. It is. There's something to the salt and pepper look that many women find attractive on a man. That's different for guys towards a lady.
Silver Fox?
Like my hall pass, Judge Judy, she keeps that thing right. She's still got that beautiful hair.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Did you look at the woman I sent you yet?
No. Where did you send it? To my Twitter?
Yeah.
Because
wow. There's a before and after.
Let me see.
She is very hairy. She kind of looks like a mouse.
Scroll down and it shows you before and after.
Oh. Wow, that is hairy. Oh, wow, yeah. She's living life.
She almost looks, I mean, not for nothing.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my God.
But you think we should got
what if,
married?
What if Salma Hayek had Wookiee face?
Huh?
What if Salma Hayek had Wookiee face? This.
That could be a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you weren't looking at her face.
Is this condition?
Huh?
You weren't looking at her hair.
Wait a minute.
You come in looking like a Wookiee. I got to stare.
Is this condition?
It's just like, I don't normally check out dudes' asses, but when dudes came in the pool with jacuzzi with a thong, I couldn't stop looking.
You actually called a banana hammock. Anyways.
Banana hammock.
Is this condition all over the body, or is this just the facial thing? Because.
I mean, you have hair everywhere else.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Does it overgrow in other places?
You just get hair all over your face.
Don't you have?
Wear a mask.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Don't you have? Can't you do laser to where your hair won't grow? How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works with this. We should get a
dermatologist. I mean, you get hair on your eyelids and all on your nose.
Dr. Pimple Popper on. She's a dermatologist.
Somebody says I'm being sexist, and I should go for a power walk during the break.
Hey, well, while you out on that power walk, there's a couple other things you need to do. Turn in your man card.
And by the way, -1 of the texture says, I'm -1 boxed in on Judge Booty. She ain't gray. She got it going on. And don't you dare talk about my Judith like that.
-1.
You guys are real bastards. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.